Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The more we can get away from that, the better, because you either look too good or you don't look good enough. Can't you just look the way you look?
Hello and welcome to season 2 of Beautiful Lives, the podcast in which I, Madeline Spencer, invite a guest each week to talk about their life, their relationship with the way they look and feel, and how they've learned to curate and create it. And of course, the products and rituals that have been important to them throughout. This season, there's also going to be an additional format called the Expert Slot, in which I'll ask some stellar people to share wisdom on a whole host of topics, from acne to how to tackle back pain and what to do when you simply can't sleep. There'll be loads in the mix, so look out for those extra episodes. But on to today's show. It's a biggie for me, not only because my guest is the legendary Kylie Minogue, and because I suspect her ardent army of supporters will be listening. Hi, Kylie fans. But also because I count myself among their ranks. Since my sister first plopped me down in front of neighbours at the tender age of about 4, so we could watch Charlene and Scott fall in love, I was completely hooked. It wasn't just those fun dungarees and that wedding with the Angry Anderson song, which, on a side note, I wanted to walk down the aisle to, but it wasn't possible in the church in Austria, unfortunately. But anyway, it wasn't just that Charlene was cool, it was that she was fierce and fiery, and that really spoke to me. I became a diehard fan when I realised that the inner determination bit was all Kylie, and her grace under fire and steady professionalism has impressed me enormously ever since. And her music has become the soundtrack to some of my best and worst, especially in the love department, where that old classic, Better the Devil You Know, has served me well, moments. I also kind of have Kylie to thank for meeting my friend Oliver, because he glided over to me in a bar when I was wearing a leather biker jacket unzipped to my waist and held in place with tit tape, and he said to me, "I think Kylie wore something like that recently." After which we discussed our mutual fandom for a few hours and a firm friendship flourished. So thank you very much for that, Kylie. We now try to go to all her concerts together and recently very much enjoyed Golden at the O2. Now, people often say you should never meet your idols. And I have to admit that I was more than a little bit nervous about interviewing Kylie. But I really needn't have been. She was so charming, enthusiastic and game. Listen right to the end of the episode to see what I mean about game. Now, before I play our interview, I just want to flag that Kylie is performing across the UK in a series of summer concerts this year and has also just landed the legend slot at Glastonbury. Kylie fan of epic proportions like me or not, I would really encourage you to go and see her. She's a hugely charismatic and delightful performer. Right, that's enough preamble from me. Here's Kylie Minogue on her beautiful life.
How good are you at doing your own makeup?
Really good.
Are you?
Yeah. Would you feel okay? I didn't do it today, but okay. I can almost tell if a makeup artist is doing my face, if they're getting it right.
Really? Or
I just, if I added up the amount of hours I've sat in hair and makeup chairs, that's a lot.
If someone were doing something wrong, so I have this thing, you know, when someone's cutting your hair and they're going too short, and I don't tell them. I just hate them in my head. Would you say something?
Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
Because I will often think, let's just see. I could be wrong.
Yeah,
you know. Okay. I'm too curious.
You'll let them go.
Where are we going?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there have been times where I go, it's a no.
It's a not great.
Then I'll say, what if we just try the, like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Should we just try that?
That's the polite, kind of,
you get your way back. But if you both realise that's different, you just go, start again.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to start again.
So, well, if you like getting ready and stuff, I'm wondering, so when you're on stage and when you're out and about, you're dressed up, you're done, when you're at home, is it something that you still do because you enjoy it? Or do you think, thank God, a tracksuit and no makeup day?
Definitely the latter.
Okay.
But sometimes, more than sometimes, I will I mean, I don't know how I... Okay, there's many things going through my head.
Your face is suggesting there are many things.
I used to, like in TV when I was younger,
yeah.
It was up early. I mean, you know, 6 a.m. driving to the studio, trying to learn my lines on the way. I'll figure that out later. And then when I got into music, I think I just got more rock and roll time schedule.
Okay.
You know, I'm not the best sleeper. I'm so envious of people who can just put their head on the pillow and they're out. I'll be up quite late, which means if I don't have to get up, I'll sleep.
So
I will often go the best part of the day with nothing, and then I'll start putting makeup on at maybe 5 p.m.
Okay. Oh, great.
So it's like a late.
So you come out in the evening.
I'm not the person, like, I'm kind of fascinated. Maybe it's more guys who are like this.
Mm-hmm.
They're either asleep or straight into jeans, shirt, clothing.
Yeah.
Like face the world clothing.
Yeah.
I have a strong middle zone.
Okay.
Which is the track pant.
Yeah. And a bit of, like, you know, grooming, but not like the full on work.
Yeah, I mean, I am clean.
I wasn't assuming you weren't. Okay. You don't sunbathe, as a rule, is that right?
Really rarely.
And you're not big into fake tan and stuff. And I just wondered if that's because...
I'm a tiny... If I do a fake tan, which I think is a great invention, I'll do it lightly.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. But it's a nice thing that now there are, like, not... Everyone's not perma-tan.
Yeah, and you can get natural ones as well.
Yeah. Okay. You fly a lot. Do you have an in-flight beauty routine?
Don't drink too much. Okay. Or don't drink any, like, alcohol.
Yeah.
I do travel so much. I've kind of got my roller boy that I basically don't unpack. It stays there ready. It's got my... This isn't beauty, but, my Bose noise-cancelling headphones, which is the best investment for travel.
Yeah.
I probably... Currently, I'm using... the Organic Pharmacy Rose Cream, which is really rich.
Yeah.
Really nice. People kind of stop you going, you smell good, what is that? It's the moisturiser.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to spit. I think you just, you're at 38,000 feet in a hunk of metal for 14 hours.
Mm. Yeah.
You're not going to feel exceptional at the other end. But
you do it a lot. Do you just chill out then? Is that your sort of way to get through the flight?
And normally, by the time you get to flight, there's the anxiety of getting ready to travel and packing all the right things and making sure everything's sorted before you go. Like, that never changes.
Yeah.
And people say, don't you have someone to do that? And it's not stuff that, I don't know, I just think it's something you have to do yourself. She says as she's leaving in the morning to go away. So I've currently just been sorting some packing.
Organising the whole time. Yeah. So the attitude towards ageing in general has changed enormously of late.
For the most part, yeah.
I'm wondering if you have a certain mindset now, or if just, you know, getting 50, you're thinking, what a great age and I'm excited, or how you feel about
there's,
it?
There's much that is exciting. Mm-hmm. Just feeling like, oh, the penny's dropped in a few areas. And I go, right. Okay, I start to get stuff. I even start to get stuff from a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, just takes more life experience to kind of be able to look at it in an understanding way. And the fact that, as you say, society is being less judgmental about that for the most part is great for anyone my age at this point in time.
Yeah. It's good for women as well, because it's like, thank God.
Yeah. I mean, it's frustrating, because it's like, the more we can get away from that, the better, because you either look too good or you don't look good enough. Like, where's the place when you... Can't you just look the way...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
You look.
If you could inhabit any, for like a day or a week, one of your looks from your back catalogue... Please say something with a flat cap, but what would it be?
If I was wearing a lot of flat caps around, what, 2002?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. I know, because I've been a Kylie fan since I was a child.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I've kind of gone with you.
Yeah, there were some good ones. And cargo pants around then.
Yeah.
With a heel.
What, the love at first sight sort of time?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. Like, that could take you to real life as well.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't be, you know... going down for my morning coffee in a full showgirl regalia.
What about the perm? It's making a comeback.
But the thing is, I never had a perm.
Oh, you didn't?
I had curly hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, with mousse and a scrunch dry.
Fine.
I mean, it took, you know, and the diffuser.
It's got some help. Okay. That's quite handy, actually.
But it is, I mean, we did it in some of those shots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we loved it.
Oh, yeah, it looks great. It's I hadn't seen that. Okay, so maybe a perm and the heels and the cargo pants. So if you looked up like Kylie falling out of a club or Kylie celebrity spats, there's really nothing. And it's incredible that you sort of steered your...
Doesn't mean they haven't happened.
Well, okay, well, unless you're willing to reveal. No, but you've sort of maintained this sense of dignity and decorum. Did you, when you started out, which, you know, you were very young, did you have a mantra in your head or a rule?
No, but I think I was really thrown into it quite young, not like I was 14 and
but young.
Okay, I did start working in TV at 11, but not I wasn't famous.
Yeah.
But I just think it's about, it must be about how you're raised and what you're like, who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I learnt really quickly, or had just a kind of innate understanding,
mm-hmm.
that you have a relationship with your audience. So it's a bit like your relationship with your friends. It kind of isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a part, you know, there's quite a strong line for me, mm-hmm. as to how much I share and how much is
just, yours.
If I never had that, I think I would have, I don't know, I don't think I would have coped as well.
Mm. Kind of leads me on to then the next question, which is, everyone's talking about mental health at the moment, which I personally think is absolutely great. Mm. And I wondered if you, is that your method of safeguarding yours? Because, you know, people are looking in a lot at you.
Mm.
And I just wondered if you had anything you do, like meditation or anything that kind of keeps you, for want of a better word, sane.
Yeah. keep me, not so much to keep me sane, but to, well, maybe it is a bit, but definitely to get through long days where there's like a video day or sometimes a photo shoot where it's just, it's a lot at you and it's really hard to, for anyone in your team to understand, because looking from the outside, it doesn't look that much, but it's people, it's eyes, it's lights, it's a camera, it's questions, it's all of that. So I will often, like as often as I can, there's lunchtime, even if it's like a half hour lunch, because you normally ripped off at lunchtime, rip off Britain, get the meal in quickly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, say to my assistant, right, that's it, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'll either have something on my phone, like an app with something rather, or literally go to YouTube, 20-minute relaxation music.
Mm-hmm. And is that also an earphone, noise-cancelling earphone situation?
No, I don't even mind the noise. It's literally just, and it took me a minute to understand it, like I don't know, a few years ago. And my grandma, I have one grandma or grandparent then, she's 98, and she told me about 10 years ago, because I said... Mine, how do you do it? How do you stay so cool? And how do you?
Yeah.
And she said, she's a card anyway, but she said, she's Welsh. I can't do Welsh.
I was about to say she's Welsh.
She said, well, just lie down for 10 minutes. Just put lie down flat and put your palms up. She's basically talking about. She wouldn't know it's yoga relaxation, but just, and she says, and just stop for 10 minutes. It's a nana nap. So when I'll often do that on. Work days, and I think I spend about 18 minutes, adrenaline still, you know, kicking and twitching all around the place, and I really can feel there's a moment where it's like a little jolt where you go to the next level,
Yeah.
And then it's just, it's amazing. And then I know I've probably got 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So really enjoy this feeling. And then it's time.
Like
to go.
When you
but
wake
it,
up.
But it will literally get me through the rest of
yeah.
the day, which I'd get through anyway, but just a bit calmer.
It's almost like a yogic moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a fire round. Very quick questions. Mm. Okay. So talk us through your ideal lazy Sunday in London.
Not going anywhere. Stay home.
Stay home.
Yeah.
Ordering food?
No, I have food at home, so.
Okay.
Not like literally not have any contact with anyone.
Okay. Would you switch your phone off in that scenario?
No. No.
Okay.
I mean, when I say like actual contact,
yeah.
it's a really good time for me to have a proper, you know, hour conversation with my girlfriend in Australia or LA or my family, mm-hmm. or my brother, my sister.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Okay. That's a really good, that's a good
That's Sunday. Your way to chill out. Mm. If someone were new to London, where would you tell them to go for dinner?
I'd say Jay Shiki's, I always like.
Mm-hmm.
You really feel like you're in the West End and
hunkered up.
Get some oysters.
If you're cooking dinner for friends, what's on the menu? And can you cook?
No. Cooking is not at the...
It's not a high point in my
resume.
Yeah.
I could if I had to, but somehow that kind of went straight to my brother and sister who are great cooks.
Okay.
So I'm out of practice.
Like. Okay. What's the most used app on your phone?
The alarm.
Okay. Oh. You've met and worked with lots of icons. Who, if any, have left you starstruck?
Well, I didn't work with Dolly, but she's the last person I met who, and I only met her once,
mm-hmm.
Before her show at the Hollywood Bowl in LA, and I was pretty starstruck. I think my hands ended up on her waist, and I'm not quite sure how they got there.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm starstruck.
I have fan questions, as it were. If I said, "Hey, yo, Kylie," what would you say?
What's up with this one boy girl thing?
Yes! Excellent.
that's only one thing. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is. So she taught me that rap, and we do know it word for word. Won't do it, but still. Excellent.
I did it on the Anti Tour.
I know, because I was there.
We're like,
Kylie, you can't tell anything about you. I know.
So if I ever have to enter a Kylie competition, can you do it for me?
Anytime.
I will lose and you'll win it for us.
Do you remember all the lyrics from your back catalogue?
No.
One of our very good friends, who is also an ardent Kylie fan, mm-hmm. has said, could you ask Kylie why she doesn't ever sing Made in Heaven, If You Were With Me Now, Never Too Late, and Bittersweet Goodbye?
Oh. Well, the main reason is that there's... I mean, I'm equally chuffed and embarrassed to say there's no room for them in the concert. But I think I did some of those on the Anti Tour, which you know because you were there.
Yeah.
Bittersweet Goodbye is a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Never Too Late. We did that in the last tour in a medley.
Yes, but not really.
Yeah. I mean, not enough, really.
So that was Kylie Minogue, and what a start to season two. I just can't really believe it happened. When I think that I was in a room just chatting away to Kylie Minogue, it blows my mind a little bit. Kylie did agree to do one other thing, though. So when we were chatting about the One Boy Girl rap, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be fun to do it with Kylie? Like, I know all the words. My sister drilled all those words into me. So I said to her, would you be up for doing it? And she just went, yeah, okay, really gamely, because Kylie's excellent, as you've probably gathered from listening to the episode. So Kylie went, yeah, sure, let's do it. So we jumped up and did the One Boy Girl rap. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, you may have seen that I've posted it a few times because it was a really big life moment for me. But I thought I'd tack the audio onto the end of this for anyone who missed it. So here is something I never thought I'd say. Here's Kylie Minogue and me performing together. Enjoy, and I will see you next week. Bye. Hey, yo, Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with this One Boy Girl thing?
What's the next bit?
Well, let me break it down like this.
It doesn't pay to stay or be good, you know?
Let's keep going.
I don't think he could. He would just want.
So what if he cheats you?
Girl,
just have fun. Why not me? Two or three more?
I don't think so.
You should see?
No, I don't think so.
How could you be sure?
I believe him.
You're in for a heartbreak. You don't need him. What if he hurts you?
He won't do that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's a fact.
There's lots of guys in this world.
Not for me. I want one boy girl.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode, and don't forget to tune in to the expert slot. The first one will be live this coming Friday, and it's with Pam Marshall, all about acne. Here's a little snippet.
Clean sheets, for God's sake, people, clean your sheets more often.
How often?
Once a week.
Okay.
The amount of people that tell me they wash their sheets once a month or once every 2 months is shocking.
Didn't you have someone once come in and say that she washes her sheets when they need it to be washed?
Yes, and we asked, can you please define that? And yeah, she said every 3 to 4 months. Yeah. So it is, I don't think people realize that there's a direct, you're rolling in your own crap every day. Like all that stuff that we carry on our body, and people say, oh, I wash my face. But yeah, but you're not washing your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you wash your hair every night, it's in your hair.
So should you wash your hair every night?
No.
Okay,
no.
Fine.
No. Okay. But I'm just saying, unless you do.
Yeah.
You've got to, you know, if you're not washing your hair every night, then you have to be washing your sheets in hot water once a week.
Okay.
Double pillowcase in your pillows, especially if they're old.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.